Davis told the audience of educators, business leaders, and political figures that APS recognizes what it needs to do to improve, but he also took the time to point out the successes.
Our teachers and leaders are receiving high-quality professional development and support so that they can work more collaboratively. Our students are benefiting from more rigorous standards and instructions. Our systems are being re-engineered. Our dropout rate is declining.
Davis confessed that APS needs to do a better job of reaching out to parents and communities of schools that may lack parental involvement. This is probably the last State of the Schools address for Earl Davis, who came aboard in the midst of the lowest point for the Atlanta Public Schools, the cheating scandal. Afterwards, when speaking with the media, he was asked about any advice for the next superintendent.
I'm going to tell them to resist political pressures. I don't compromise. I don't temporize. Perhaps I should more, but it's too important. And we have to work with a sense of urgency.
The APS Superintendent Search Committee has hired a new firm to help find Davis's replacement. Rose Scott, WABE News.